What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. Before we get into the video, hit that like button. Did you know you only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, just join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. And be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. Shout out to the notification gang. Now this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. And it don't even matter what it is, as long as you keep it clean. And if you make any generalizations about men or women, you will get blocked. So speak in code. Last thing you could do is make sure you watch this video to the end. If you don't want to watch this video to the end, least you could do is watch it halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm.
Mom?
Yeah?
What would you do if I got kidnapped?
I'd send them a thank you message.
You wouldn't do anything to get me back?
No, and I'll send them another message if they can take you, a youngest sister.
Exactly, because everybody knows that most women are a pain in the ass and a burden. If not financially, then emotionally. And no one knows this more than their parents. See, on TV, they make it seem like when the guy go meet the parents are always acting like the guy's not good enough for the daughter. But a lot of times in real life, the family's like, man, good luck. She's a real pain in the ass, man. We wish you the best of luck. Thoughts and prayers. See, deep down inside, people know that the stuff that us red pill content creators say is true. It's just not socially acceptable to speak it out loud, but people know what's up for real. And that's why the government always try to find a man to take responsibility for women and their BS and their burden. The government pretty much like, man, can we find any guy to pin this bitch on? Because we don't want to have to take care of her.
So everybody keeps asking me, Steven, why are you single? Or how are you single? The answer's simple. Dating in this f***ing era? It sucks! It f***ing sucks! Nobody's emotionally available! Every dating profile I come across, what do I read every f***ing time? It's I'm independent and I don't need a man. And it shouldn't be that way. Why is it that way? Because every f***ing guy that the women get with, they just end up on them.
He's going through the red pill rage stage. It's okay, bro. It's okay. You gotta keep your cool. But I get it. You mad right now. Keep taking red pills. I feel like you going down that rabbit hole, at least starting to right now. Don't be mad at women. Just accept them for what they are. And accept the current times for what they are. Don't get mad, though. Get glad that at least you're not gonna get sucked into the bullshit.
And then when the women do find a good man, their walls are so goddamn high that the good man can't break them down. And then what does the good man do? We hide.
Remember, no matter what a woman's talent or profession is or whatever, she's always going to incorporate TNA. You know, always. Now, you could bash him for that, or you could see the negative side of that, but at the same time, I understand. If you have this advantage in life, why not use it? But in a lot of ways, it is pathetic. Well, right, we could tell by how you look. Just the hairstyle, the makeup, just what is that, a crop top or whatever you call it, halter top. You didn't trick me. It's a badge of honor to be a scumbag woman these days. It's funny on TikTok. It won't be funny when she don't look like that no more, I assure you. If a woman looks like this in modern times, it's pretty much automatic that she's the stereotypical toxic thot. And don't let her ever convince you of anything otherwise.
I just took this photo on Snapchat. I don't look like that. Catfish me out. I'm gonna explain friend zoning from a girl's perspective. So ladies, you can let me know if I'm wrong. And for the boys, please just try to understand this if you don't already. When a girl friend zones you, it's for one of two reasons. One, she likes you, but she doesn't want it like that. It's too overwhelming. She doesn't want to lose you. Two, she doesn't like you.
That first reason was bullshit. And that'll keep a lot of guys hanging in there in the friend zone. Never allow yourself to get friend zoned. If you like her, tell her you like her up front. If she turn you down, keep it moving. Well, you know what? A lot of times it's not that simple. You know why? because most women aren't going to just tell you flat out, I don't like you like that. There's no chance we're ever going to get together. I don't want to lead you on. No, they will lead you on so they can keep getting attention and favors and all that. So if she says anything other than, oh my goodness, I've been waiting for you to ask that so long. Of course, when do you want to go out? I'm available Saturday. Like, please, let's get to it. Anything other than that, she not feeling you. Or she playing games. Either way, keep it moving. Don't still be her friend. Don't still hang out with her. Don't still do favors for her. Too many thoughts out there in the sea to get hung up on one that ain't feeling you like that. Who's not enthusiastically feeling you like that.
Whether she likes you or not, friendzoning you is not an insult. That doesn't mean she's playing you either. You're free to move on and find whoever you want, but we want to keep you around as our friend because we value that relationship over risking it to date you. And we don't want you to ghost us and stop talking to us. We want you to just be there as a friend. Don't get offended by it.
Right, so you can keep using them. But here's the thing. When a woman really feeling you, she would never say something like, you're free to move on and, you know, do your thing. No, she would never, ever dream of saying something like that if she's really feeling you.
Own it. She still cares about you so much.
So I hung out with a guy this weekend and it was late at night and, like, you know, frisky hours. And, you know, I'm not that type of person that hooks up with people randomly. Right. And I told him that I didn't want to have sex with him. And he was like, okay, cool. And we were making out and things got a little heated. And I was like, oh, let's take this further. He was like, no. Because when you were clear-minded, you said you didn't want to have sex. So he was like, I'm not going to have sex with you. And I was like, what?
And that made her want to have sex with him 10 times more. He played that really well. Because it let her know, I'm not pressed for your peace leave. You know, life goes on. You said you wasn't feeling it? Cool. I ain't playing these games with you. And that's the type of guy who probably got another chick on speed dial that'll come through at the drop of a dime. So he ain't really pressed, you know, if she opened up for him or not. And that's why guys who have options handle women the best.
Wait, she made that sound like I love her.
That's facts.
One time my best friend and I went to an all-you-can-eat restaurant. Turns out you had to pay extra for what you couldn't finish. It was expensive as f*** and we didn't know. This b*** just put 6 chicken wings in her pocket. Who am I to judge? I have a whole sushi roll in my bra.
Right, women don't care about morals, values, ethics, integrity. This is all funny. This is all worthy of bragging about on TikTok to them.
So on this episode of Mini Shit, I got a little story for you children. I live with my best friend, which I would highly recommend doing, and our favorite nighttime activity is swiping through dating apps together. And when I tell you my friend came across this f***-ass man, she said that he was super sweet, offering to bake her bread, so I said, hey, can I match with him too? And she said, sure, why not? And when I matched with him, he did a complete 180, became textbook F-boy with me, literally purple devil emoji, like, aha.
It's just funny that women get online and bash men and talk about F-boys, thinking that they're making men seem bad, but in reality, they're just exposing themselves for being a hurt, bitter woman who let those same F-boys use and abuse her time after time again. But they don't realize it. they don't realize it.
Does that mean I get to get someone our first date? What? He starts copying and pasting the exact same text to me and my best friend, not knowing that we're literally sitting on the same couch. And I go, wow, would you say this to all the girls? And he said, no, babe, just you.
But think about it. How many times have that actually worked for him to keep using it or for him to feel like he could use it on the same 2 chicks? So, yeah, it's scummy of him to do that. But it also speaks volumes about how basic a lot of females are mentally.
Curiosity to see what his personality is really like. We scheduled dates on the exact same day. Different times, but same day. Tell me why he only gave 30 minutes to my best friend when she's the best person I've ever met and she looks like this. Are you kidding me? If we weren't roommates and if she didn't know at the time I was supposed to meet with him, she would have had no idea that she only had 30 minutes with this guy. So if you're trying to pull a fast one over my best friend, you picked the wrong girl. Ghosted.
But I bet she effed him. And I bet the fact that she probably got more time with him than her friend did is what motivated her to F him. She gonna leave that part out, though.
Okay, there are 8 million people in this city. Sounds like a lot, right? Half of them are women. So, 4 million men.
And then you gotta have some age limits. Let's say over 20,
keep it legal.
Under 40.
Keep it sexy.
Now it's a million.
Right. We're talking about a million guys.
But half of them are married. 10% are gay. I want someone college educated, not too ugly. So
there's your boyfriend.
I wish. He's gotta be taller than me. And he's gotta want kids.
Lady, you're not even that attractive. I'm sorry. You don't have the liberty to have all these standards. And you don't look like you're in the best shape. But see, this is what happens in modern times when average to below average women can still have an inbox full. And it's not doing anything but hurting these women. Good luck, lady.
I had a date planned for tonight. I was supposed to drive to his house, which is like 20 minutes away from me. And I texted and said, hey, I'm leaving my house. I'm on my way. Have you eaten yet? And he said, yeah, I already ate. But if you stopped and picked up some food, I'd eat again. Is the bar that f***ing low that you want me to drive to you and buy you food?
Yeah, because you bro's not worth it like that. Men are starting to realize it. So you're going to have to step your game up. You now have to wine and dine us. You got to impress us now. You're not worth the gas or the effort to get in our car and drive to you. And you coming to us and giving us some pee, that ain't even enough no more. Now you got to feed us. And it's going to keep going up. And after a while, even the below average guy's going to be requesting this.
First part of this question is no, my boyfriend is not the one who gave me herpes. And then for the second part of this question, I have him right here so he can answer. So how do you feel about me having herpes and dating me?
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't bother me. I think what bothers me is somebody lied to her about having it and then spread it. But, you know, you're always aware there's a little bit of inherent risk, but it's worth it. And, you know, she's the best, so.
It's so many different layers to this. We already know that he's kind of feminine just by the energy he was giving off. And he probably hasn't done well with the lady. So he feels lucky to be with a woman. Even if she does have herpes, you know, even if she would have had something more severe, he would have still felt blessed. And what does it say about his self-respect that he would go online and show his face and be like, yeah, my girl has herpes and I'm cool with it. And shame on the man that gave it to her. No accountability on her, though, for being reckless. And look at that smirk on her face. What do you think that's about? Is she proud of this? Is she proud to show the internet that even though I have herpes, I was still good enough to get a man? I don't know. Let me know in the comment section.
It's not a problem.
All right. So there you have it.
Did you get extra cheese with my pizza?
Yeah, I do, honey.
I want an extra wipe with my pizza, honey. I'm just...
See, the thing is, I wouldn't even play around like that. Don't even play around with a woman fighting you, swinging at you, doing a comedy skit where she throwing a shoe at you. I know a lot of guys that feel like it's cool for a woman to playfully tell them to shut up. No, we not even playing with disrespect. We ain't even joking around with it.
If you have one of these and you want to keep it, listen to these 5 easy steps. Do this. And do this.
Hey, if you are going to do chores, don't ever let your woman see you doing the chores. She's going to lose respect for you. Don't ask me why. Just accept what the guru tells you.
Also, make sure you do this. And also do this while you're at it. And most importantly, make sure you do this.
This is the worst advice. A way to keep your marriage is not to act like a bitch and do things that women have traditionally done over the years. Because that's the best way to get cheated on and left. Okay, let me know what you guys think below. Join the Patreon and support the content and keep the movement moving. And I'll talk to you guys this same time Saturday. And I hope the next time you hear from me, we're both better people than we are today.